that the hope of our lives is to be more like Jesus. So draw us close, keep us close, and help us to just pursue after you with everything we got. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, turn it on. Sure. Can you hit the power button right there on the air conditioning? All right. It's going to get cold right where you are. All right. So, how many of you guys remember what we talked about last week? We did talk about Jesus and stuff, both. Anybody? Micah? No, you weren't here.
what are you talking about?
What we talked about last week? How wonderful this group is. Yes, we talked about that.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. I did say read your Bible. Do you guys remember the theme for the summer?
Batman.
No, it's not Batman.
John?
Vines was part of it, yeah. Bearing fruit, all that stuff, yeah. But we're looking at John 15, and Jesus said, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you. Yeah, the theme was up. And so we're going to be talking about the summer, about how to, like, get close and stay close to Jesus. And because I think really if we're focusing on getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus, then our life will honestly, it will get better. You know, and so like this, like if we go to school and we have struggles with people at school, you know, if we're getting close to Jesus, we'll be able to overcome. You know, God is changing our hearts. And you can't change them, but you can change yourself, and God can work on you. And so through all of that and getting closer to Jesus, you'll find that, you know, life is good. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to continue talking about abide, about remaining in Jesus, but we're going to go backwards. We're going to go back in time in the book of John all the way to chapter 14. So we're going to talk a little bit in chapter 14. And I think there's one more over there. Is there one more there, Cristiano? Isn't yours out back?
Yeah.
It's pretty far away, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's all good. We're going to be talking about John 14, and we're in verse 15, John 14, 15. And this is going to just be a short little told I talked too long, and I'm sorry. Well, I'm not going to name names, but her initials rhyme with Kathy Duman. Wait, I did name her name. No. I know, it wasn't just Kathy. All right, so we're in John chapter 15. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 14. John 14, verse 15. And so, yeah, it's right there. If you have my Bible, it's on page 10,063. So,
1,000.
All right, wow, you guys got the same Bible. That's cute. You guys were meant for each other. All right, so today we're through verse 21. And Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. So, verse 15. Are you ready? Oh, I'm going to read this book, Judah. Go, Plains, go. Yeah. All right. If you love me and will obey what I command, and I will the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. So, Jesus, like we said last week, Jesus, these are like Jesus, hey, what's going on? Now there's girls here, which is great. It is okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. So last week we talked about how Jesus was gathering with his disciples. And these are the last words that Jesus gives to his disciples before he's crucified. And so he's telling them to, you know, love him and, you know, all this different kind of stuff. But the main thing he says is that he's going to send a counselor. And who's the counselor?
You.
The Holy Spirit. Did you say you?
Yeah.
I am kind of a counselor, yeah. But this one that he's talking about is the Holy Spirit. And how many of you guys have heard of the Holy Spirit before? I just want to make sure we're all clear. The Trinity, you know that term, Lydia? Yeah. Lydia's all about the Trinity. So in God, there's three persons, but they're one God. And I can't explain it farther than that. And they've always existed, and it's all good. One of them is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is saying that after he goes away, he's going to send the Holy Spirit to be our counselor. Counselors.
Guides.
Yeah. They help.
Guides.
How many of you guys have ever gone to your high school counselor?
I went to my middle school.
Or middle school counselor, yeah.
Now I have a high school.
I never liked going to my counselor because they always smelled very herbal. So I was a little concerned about my high school counselor. They're all hippies. It's kind of weird.
Face that was like plastic surgery. It didn't look real. She was all like insane.
Okay. Well, one of the things that counselors do, like the high school counselor is there mainly to help you get through high school. You know what I mean? Like if you'd never consult your counselor and like you get to your senior year and it's like, oh, English all throughout. It's like, oh, that's horrible. I'm a doofus. You know, they kind of like keep you on the straight path to graduate high school. And I'm hoping that every one of you will graduate high school, all right? So please, graduate high school. But, I mean, this is the same kind of thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to kind of guide our life on a straight path and to counsel us through it. And stuff that's like we face like hardships or like we fight with our parents or we fight with friends at school or whatever, the Holy Spirit can help us in all of that. You know, it's not just like some like ghost that like floats around and is like, woo, I'm the Holy Spirit, feel good. You know, it's like, that's not all the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit like comforts you and counsels you and gets you through stuff. Be counseled! Like, have you guys heard the term Holy Ghost goosebumps? Anybody heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that's for the longest time. Like in worship, like you raise your hands or whatever, and all of a sudden you like get a tingly feeling. It's like, ooh, the Holy Spirit. Anyway, okay, I guess I'm the only one who worships Jesus. No, but that's like a lot of Holy Spirit did was like make you feel good, because I went to a church that kind of emphasized that. And so it's not that. He just counsels us. He walks us through it. And then he also gives us joy and hope and all kinds of things. And so, but also Jesus says that the Holy Spirit doesn't just like float around and like spirit on things. I didn't know, you know. The Holy Spirit is in you. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit lives in you. And so when you say, have you guys heard the phrase, like, Jesus is in my heart? Yeah, that's true. But I mean, in truth, it's the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. That is in you. And so like when you pray, you're not praying like to something like just that's just out there. Like, Holy Spirit, please, you know, wherever you are, you know, Transformer badge onto the clouds and all the Autobots. No, wait, different thing. Sorry. I saw the Transformers. But he lives in us, and so when we pray, he's like right there. He's not far from us. The Holy Spirit is in us. And so like wherever you go, careful. Wherever you go, you're not alone. You know, have you guys ever felt like first day in a new school or moved to a new neighborhood? Like I did, like when I first, every day. But even though you feel alone, you're never actually alone, right, Michael?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I was listening.
You should have asked if it was a trick question. It was.
Another thing that Jesus says here is that he won't leave us as orphans. Have you guys seen Oliver? The movie Oliver? Yeah, there's an orphanage there, and it's really sad. That's Oliver and Company, the Disney movie. Yeah, with...
I grew up like 10 years ago, dog.
Yeah, right. It was all in there. But, and Oliver, the actual movie, and the book, but who reads books? They're dealing with orphans. What is an orphan? Somebody tell me what an orphan is. Cristiano. Yes, okay, a person who doesn't have a parent or a home. And so Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's going to be leaving. And so, like, I don't think his disciples really understood all what he was talking about. But he was saying, like, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. And, like, they're like, okay. My dad lives down the street. It's fine. But he's really saying, like, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to leave you out there on your own. And part of that is the Holy Spirit is going to come into our lives. And in all of this is so that we can stay closer and closer to Jesus. It's because he's leaving, but he wants to stay close. Have you ever, like, do you guys have yearbooks yet? Anybody have a yearbook?
Yeah.
You guys have yearbooks. Do you guys sign in them and stuff? Like, stay real forever, or
exactly.
Don't ever change, or
I never signed that company.
Or come.
Yeah,
you know, I had a lot of people that said, call me this summer in my yearbook.
Didn't leave their phone number.
Or they said, I'll call you. They never called me. They abandoned me, and so my entire summer was spent watching A-Team reruns and drinking Mountain Dew. And I felt very sad. I did that anyway. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, we let each other down all the time. If you guys, I wasn't pointing fingers at Jordan. If you guys, like, put your hope and trust in me, like, I'm just going to be honest with you. Jeff knows. I will let you down. I will let you down because I am just a dude, right?
Again and again.
Right. I'm just a dude. But Jesus.
Is that your name? Justin Dude? Justin Dude?
Yeah. My name's Jason, though.
You should be a kid.
But Jesus is saying, like, he's never going to let us down. He's never going to abandon us. He will never leave us alone. I remember one time when I was young, I hid in the clothes at Target. You guys ever do that? Like,
totally
like in the circles?
Yeah,
the circle racks of clothes?
The circle racks of clothes.
Yeah, and I hid. Like, I went and I hid in the clothes from my mom. Hours. It really only took me 15 minutes to, like, freak out because, like, it was like, what if she left me?
Yeah.
You know? But I, like, left her and, like, but she was still right there. She knew the whole time. Like, she's like, Jason, you're an idiot. You don't have to hide in the clothes because you're 8 feet tall. But she never left me in that, you know? But I felt alone, but she never left. And so God is far. Have you guys ever felt like God's far away or he's not listening? Have you guys ever felt that way? Anybody? Just me and Chris? He's not. He's still right there. The problem isn't God. You know, anytime you go through life, let me just give you a life principle. The problem's never God. Okay? The problem's never Jesus. The problem is us. If you feel far away, it's because we're doing something that makes us feel far away. Or we're not reading our Bible, we're not praying, or we're not investing in the relationship. It makes us feel far away. Like if Kathy and I, like, spent like 3 days here at home and like I never talked to her the whole time, it wouldn't really feel like a relationship. It would feel like a living arrangement, you know? And that's not the way our lives are supposed to be. And Jesus doesn't want us to live like a guy we see on Sunday. He's my homeboy. We go to the same church, you know? No, he wants to be in your life every day. And so when we feel far from him, he's not far, we're far. He's always right there with us. The beautiful thing is it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it keeps us close, keeps us connected, keeps us tight with Jesus and, like, feel alone. Like, this Holy Spirit is still right there. And so what I want to challenge you with this week, because all summer we're going to be talking about getting close and dwelling and abiding and remaining with Jesus. I want to challenge you this week when you pray, because you guys should be praying. If you don't pray, start this week and pray. And I want you to pray specifically to the Holy Spirit. Don't just pray, you know, God, Sky Fairy, I really want to sleep in tomorrow. You know, like, pray specifically. Say, Holy Spirit, today guide my steps. Today guide what I do on the internet. Today guide what I watch on TV. Today guide how I talk with my friends and guide what I do. You know, and let the Holy Spirit guide you. And as you obey and trust him and listen to what is in, you're going to feel closer and closer to the heart of Jesus. And so, that's my challenge today. So, what's my challenge for this week for you guys?
To eat brownies.
Nope, wrong.
Right.
To pray to the
God.
Holy Spirit. Max was close. Yeah, but pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray specifically to the Holy Spirit. So, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray to the Holy Spirit. And then, we're going to Ultimate Frisbee. So, what's up?
When you pray to the Holy Spirit, are you still praying to God?
Yes. Yeah.
No,
because it's the Trinity, and it's really deep. You want to get deep? We'll get deep. All right. Yes, I love that. Let's pray instead. But the Holy Spirit is there's Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they're all one entity, but they're three different persons. And I'm still confused too.
And they're all God.
And they're all God. So we're all working on this together. So we're on the journey together. All right, Christiana? All right, so you ready to pray? Yeah, sure. All right. All right, let's pray. Holy Spirit, I would guide us this week. Fill our hearts with your wisdom, with your love. Help us to see the world as you see the world. And Father, when we're with our friends, we just ask that you would help us to live for you and live under your power. So Holy Spirit, guide us, correct us, encourage us, comfort us, counsel us. All the stuff that Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do, we ask that you would do that in our hearts this week and over the summer, and that we would just continually grow closer and closer and closer to the heart of Jesus. We pray all of these things knowing that you are good and we trust you with our whole hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.